Hey, what is up, guys? This is the Tech Yeah Games Podcast. I'm your host, Tony, here with my lovely co-host, Leo. We call him Mr. Clean around here.
I don't think that's true at all, but it is really awesome to be here yet again. Looking forward to talking about some games.
Glad to have you, Mr. Clean. So it has been an action-packed week. Finally, after all of these weeks where I'm like, not a ton of news, we got some bombs dropped this week. We got some shit going down. We got some stuff to talk about. I am very excited to dunk on a couple of very large companies this week.
I bet this is right up your alley. It's like,
I've been chomping at the bit. All right. I was texting Leo earlier in the week. Like, we got to record. We got to make sure.
Yeah.
Actually
every news bomb that dropped, we're just like,
Yeah, I texted Leo today and I was like, maybe we got to record a little later. And he's like, we can do it a different day. And I said, no, we have to do it today. Like, I cannot.
We're talking about this today. I cannot keep this bottle up inside.
I can't hold it in me any longer. but before we get into that, before it gets super spicy in here, Leo, why don't you tell me about what you've been playing this week?
Yeah, not a whole lot new this week. I played a lot of Ghost of Tsushima. I'm almost done with it now. And I must say, the more I play it, the more I really like it. I still think the main character sucks, but like a lot of the side stories are actually very interesting and much more sort of subtle and human than I was expecting, given sort of the scope of the way the game begins. So there actually is some good storytelling in there. It's just kind of hidden away. And it is immensely beautiful, not just like the way it looks, but like the way they frame scenes and all the different duels and everything. And you could tell they put a lot of work into just making it really visually cohesive, and you know, they do really cool stuff with the weather. And it's just a fun game. I really do like it. It's certainly not, you know, it's nothing terribly new, except, although apparently it doesn't matter since it's selling like hotcakes from what I understand.
Like fucking hotcakes. I think it's the, what was the story? Best-selling game in the U.S. in July.
Yeah.
Which, there's not a ton out right now, but that's still a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah, it's huge for a brand new IP, you know, for a $60 game. Brand new IP, that's great, good for Sucker Punch. But anyway, yeah, again, the more I play it, the more I like it. And I'm to the point now where it's sort of getting a little bit of fatigue since it's just kind of the big open world. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to start moving the story along a little bit more here. But yeah, I really like it. I've enjoyed all the time I've spent with it. I don't know if I'll come back to it ever, just because it's not that new. But for what it is, I'm really having a lot of fun with it. And I do hope you get a chance to play it. I'd love to talk to you about it a little bit more.
Did you see the top 10 sales chart for July?
No. Any surprises in there?
I mean, I'll read it off to you real quick, just because we just talked about Tsushima, and we'll jump back into what you played.
Yeah.
So, Ghost of Tsushima, number one. It's a new entry. Number two. Guess what number two is?
GTA 5. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Oh, wow. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, I know. That's what caught my eye about it. Number three is Paper Mario. So, I guess Tsushima beat a Mario game, which is pretty good. Well, Paper Mario is not quite.
Huge. Yeah, it's the B list, but still. Yeah.
Last of Us Part 2 is number 4.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, still got some legs on that one. Animal Crossing is number 5.
Wow, still, man. They're just talking about a good investment.
Yeah, Ring Fit still popping off at number 6. Hmm. Mortal Kombat 11 at number 7.
Oh, that's odd, but yeah. Hey.
Mario Kart 8 at 8.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to not be.
No. Smash Bros. At 9. Sword Art Online. Alicization Lycoris. Is number 10.
That's your favorite game, right?
I am a weeb, right? Like, I like anime and shit, but Sword Art Online is fucking painful. Like, I've watched the show, and it is, I can only imagine how fucking melodramatic and stupid the game for that show must be. Like, it's just so bad.
I don't have any experience with it.
Yeah, bottom 20 is Minecraft, Breath of the Wild, Rainbow Six Siege, Super Mario's U Deluxe, MLB The Show, Fallen Order, Need for Speed Heat, Marvel's Spider-Man, AC Odyssey, and Black Ops 4 is number 20, if you can believe
Holy
that.
Holy shit, that's yeah, funny.
People Lord. Still buy Black Ops 4.
That's interesting. We've had this conversation before, but it's interesting in almost how not interesting it is, right?
Like, yeah.
It's like, a bunch of Call of Duty's and a bunch of fucking Nintendo games. Shocked.
Yeah, the Nintendo stuff makes sense to me. And, you know, the adage about how just Call of Duty sells so many copies, like, you know it in your head, but when you see it on paper, you're like, this is fucking disgusting. Like, how is this happening?
Yeah, especially because, like, that game came out a while ago now.
A long time ago.
It came out in 2019. Like, yeah, that's crazy that it's still tearing up the charts like that. Good for them, though. It's a good game.
Yeah, good for them. Okay, so after Tsushima, what else did you get into this week?
Yeah, that was the main thing. I actually played a little bit of Star Wars MMO called The Old Republic.
Oh, I know that one.
I didn't play that much, but I will say a few things. One, it made me realize that I do like Star Wars a lot. I love the Star Wars universe. I just really don't like the movies anymore.
Yeah, the movies are...
I watched the movies lately, and I was like, I guess I hate Star Wars now, which was sad, because I grew up, it was like my shit. But then playing this again, I was like, oh, no, Star Wars is great. Like, visually, it's awesome. The story is, the world is interesting. It's just the bad writing that made it feel terrible.
Yeah, and they lean into the worst parts of Star Wars exactly. In those movies, right? Like,
yeah, totally. This is cool, though. I play as this, like, awesome Sith lady, and she's so evil that it's just absolutely hilarious, you know? Like, everything she says is just the most evil thing you could possibly say to anyone. And I just love that. It makes me laugh every time. So again, I don't know how far I'm going to get into this. It's free though. And I just, for some reason wanted to play it and I was really happy I did. It made me like, be like, oh, I do like Star Wars. And that sort of made me feel nice and warm.
I played that game a long time ago. I don't remember anything about it, but I did like it. Like, yeah. I think when I played it, it was a little bit of there wasn't that much content for it. Like as you got through it, but yeah, it was cool. I mean, just the Star Wars-ness of it.
And it
fun,
looks cool. You know? It has sort of like a more cartoony look, which normally I wouldn't like, but it totally works for this. Yeah, I like it. Again, we'll see. I don't think I'm going to dive headfirst into it. I do like that it's free, though. That's kind of nice. Just, it's very low risk. I also played BlazBlue Cross Tag Battle.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
I got on the Switch for, I think it was like $4. It was on sale. And I have no idea why I bought it, but I just was like, it's one of those things where I was just on the Switch store and I was like, $4? Hell yeah. And I didn't even realize this, but it has a bunch of characters from Persona 4 in it, which was quite a lovely surprise. It has your girl, Chie. It has the main character. And it has the girl who, like the inn owner, I don't remember her name, which is sad since she was the one I dated in my playthrough, but I don't even remember her name.
She was like main best girl, right? Like she was I can't remember her name either, but the dark haired girl that always wears the red, right?
Yep, that's right. So I played the game a little bit. Talk about like a weeb game. It's so insane, intensely anime, but like even the main screen is like this weird chibi avatar that you like run around.
Yeah.
And but you know, it's charming in its own way and the character designs are, you know, I wouldn't want anyone to catch me playing this game necessarily, but you know, they're cool and the game does look beautiful. The animations are cool. And you know, I only did a few matches and of course was just immediately decimated because from my understanding, these are pretty complicated fighting systems that I certainly have not spent the time mastering, but it's so cool, especially for so cheap.
They are and they aren't. Arc System Works games all kind of play the same, and you definitely can mash out combos and stuff, but that's kind of what makes them intense, too, is that like it's not about doing combos, it's about kind of learning the meta and countering and punishing. And they're fun, though. All their games are so good. I'm constantly impressed by Arc System Works and how good their fighting games are.
Yeah, they seem very consistent and like, just fun to look at. Like I said, this seems like a game that would be fun to watch other people play too, just because it is the animation's so fluid. And it was fun to see my Persona 4 characters, my friends, back again. Made me think about how much I like that game too. And then, of course, I played a lot of Fall Guys, just like everyone else in the world right now. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I came in second. I was so close. I was on the hexagon one where they disappear, you know?
Oh yeah,
and there was just one other dude, and we were running side by side, and I just miscalculated a jump, and that was it. And I was like, no. But anyway, it was still fun. I had a blast, and I almost got first, but I didn't.
The hexagon won't really play you. You know, I've had some issues. I've had some issues with that hexagon final game, but I haven't won either. I've only gotten, I think, like fourth. I've gotten to the final round a lot, but I never really.
Yeah.
You know, it's all kind of luck at that point.
It sure is, yeah, especially in the beginning. It really is RNG. Like, if you start at the back of the line, there's certain ones where it's like, oh, you might as well just start over. You can't really get ahead, especially, like, the Seesaw one. If you're at the back of the line when that one starts, you know, your chances are reduced by, like, 75%, no matter how well you play.
The Seesaw ones are nonsense.
Yeah, but there is something, I think someone was talking about this on another podcast, but they were saying, like, the lack of fairness is sort of fair, because it just fucks over everyone. Like, no one's going to be consistently put at the front, and no one's going to consistently get good luck. So, you know, it's sort of like, you can't really be good at that game, I think. I'm sure you can, if you played it enough, but there's only so much skill. There's a, you know, pretty significant skill ceiling.
skill
ceiling, rather.
If you played that game for an hour, you're probably 90% as good as you're ever going to be at that game.
Well said. Exactly. Right? Which, like, is cool. That's its strength, I think.
I think so, too.
To your point, it's very easy to pick up and play, and it's so easy to understand the rules. But I will say there's certain ones where I get them and I'm just like, ugh, this sucks. Like, you could literally do nothing and you won't contribute at all, and you might win or you might lose. Like, it's completely RNG. Yeah. Yeah, those kind of suck. But all that to say, it's a very fun game. Now that they're finally starting to fix the server issues too, and it's not quite as frustrating, you're just getting kicked out, I am enjoying it quite a lot.
Did you play on Steam or did you play on PlayStation?
I've been playing on Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hook up my Xbox controller, and I've had no performance issues as far as the game. Again, the servers have been a nightmare, but they seem to get it figured out.
Yeah, I might need to buy the Steam version.
Like we said last week, I don't blame them. I'm sure they were not expecting to sell, you know, 500,000 copies in a week. So I can understand how they didn't have the infrastructure in place, but I'm glad they got their shit together because it is fun.
Yeah, it is. It's super fun. It's a good game. It's a great game.
Like, for yeah, it is. It's cool. I like it too. And it's very expandable too, you know, like they can just keep adding shit to it forever if they want. Like, it's such a simple game to build on. I anticipate it could be around for a while if they play it right.
Yeah. I feel like they could make some fun tweaks to the modes too. Right.
Yeah.
Like if they, you know, like if they shifted away from like team games and made like, you know, like super solo ones where it's like, you know, there's none of that, or there's
almost
more
like a Mario Galaxy level or something. That's kind of what it reminds me of at its best, is like, ooh, like Mario Galaxy little self-contained little levels that were so enjoyable and complex.
Or even just like one round, like versions, right? Where it's just like one long game, right? Like where it's, you know, maybe the platform one, but it's expanded, like it's more levels, but you only get one chance to do it.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, for sure.
Like a spinning one that knocks everyone off, right? But it gets faster. It gets like crazier and crazier.
That would be amazing. I love that one. It's just
like
so funny.
I like it. And no one ever dies on it. It never really gets that intense, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You lose like one
person. Because when you do fall, you just end up like in the bottom and then you can just run.
Yeah.
That's funny. But yeah, those are mostly what I played. But what did you play? Sounds like you may have played some Fall Guys yourself.
I did play a little Fall Guys. My week was kind of similar. I played a lot of games. Like nothing really new. Per se, I tried a couple games that I'd played in early access and tried again. I played some Risk of Rain 2.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Which is a good game. It felt a lot harder playing it now. Like, it's 1.0 now, like it's full release. And I beat it as much as you can beat it, like prior, like patches and patches ago. And I jumped in and I was just getting wrecked in the first round. And I don't know if that's because. I don't know if that's because I'm just like not as good at it as I was, or I don't remember what I did before, but yeah, I was doing terrible.
Well,
but
other people have had a lot more practice now.
Yeah, it's a great game. Well, it's like one player against the world. I mean, you can co-op, but it's like a roguelite.
Well, oh, like I see. Okay.
It's like a third person roguelike, right? It's a cool game, man. It's really good. It's for one of those games, I think it's great. I think you really do feel like you're powering up. And it's a lot of fun to play. It's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a
good game. I gotta try it out.
I played some of that Gunfire Reborn that I played before.
Oh yeah,
that's still a great game. That game is still awesome. So I mean, I don't know who I gotta tell, but that's a dope ass game. If you haven't played it, you fucking play that game.
Is it better than Rogue Company?
Yes.
Unequivocally, yes.
Dr. Disrespect was playing Rogue Company, and I was so mad. Like. They were all pretending it was good, and I'm just watching, like, now that I'm working from home, I have a lot of streams on while I'm working.
Yeah.
And he was streaming that game, and I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is, it just looks so bad. You know, he's getting paid, like,
yeah,
he can't say shit. Like,
I don't
like,
blame him, but
I
yeah,
get
that
it.
Is funny.
But yeah, I just.
Who's paying him for that?
Rogue Company, they paid
him. I know, but like, how do they afford it?
He's probably got some deals right now, right? Like, he's trying to kick back into Steam. He probably doesn't have a lot of, like, sponsored play lined up currently, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I bet that game's doing okay. It seems to have its fan base, right? People buying skins. And, you know, having him stream that, I bet, made a lot of money, you know? Yeah. So, if you got to give him 50 grand or something, like, who cares? Like, it's so insignificant to what you're going to get out of what he's gonna give out of him having 300,000 people watch him play it, right, and tweet about it.
No, that's true.
Yeah, that game is fucking trash. I'm just like, it was crazy to watch.
Doesn't look like we'll be getting funded by Rogue Company anytime soon, but that's okay.
Throw me some coins. Let's see. Maybe I'll get all our listeners to you know, buy some fucking dumb shit skins, right? Oh man, it's painful.
$50,000, you got it.
Yeah,
might not be quite the same return as Dr. Disrespect, but you know, you don't know until you try, right?
this sponsored content for bad games is just like driving me crazy lately. I was watching, so I was on Twitter the other day and IGN had this like top 7 tips for Hyperscape, you know, and I was just, it's like, this game is so bad. Like, it's so, it feels so bad to play. Like, it has none of the fun elements of what you want out of these games. And so I Googled IGN Hyperscape score, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, if they're going to put this video out, like, what did they review this game, right? And, you know, surprisingly enough, this sponsor, this game that has paid them money and sponsored them to make content, doesn't have an actual review for the release, but it's got a beta review that's a 5 out of 10, but you can't find that anywhere because that's not the official score for the game, right?
Right.
And it's just like, and this makes perfect sense, right? Like, have your review, pretend like you're like, no, we don't take money for reviews, or, you know what I mean? Like, then just just don't review the game after that, so you don't have to put a score on it and take their money, you know? Like, it's it's so insidious, you know? It's smart. It is. It's a smart way to do it, but it's just like, oh, it's so obviously, like, catered to allow you to promote the shitty game, a game you think is shitty, and still kind of collect that money.
You know it's shitty.
Yeah, and still make content around it. It's fucking gross.
So it sounds like you did not play Hyperscape.
No, I tried last week because they were giving away free coins or whatever. And even that, like, it's like play for an hour and get free in-game currency. And I played for like 10 minutes and I was just like, this is not fun. Like, I'm not
a good use of my time.
No, I'll just pay them if I want to. Like, I'd rather have my hour back than get fucking $6 worth of in-game currency, you know? Like,
yeah, no, totally. You're right.
It's not worthwhile.
$6 an hour to play a game you don't like is actually a pretty bad deal.
Now, I did play a good battle royale. I played some Warzone this week.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing a lot about this Warzone.
I got some buddies that are really, like, getting back into it. And, yeah, man, I've been popping off some Warzone. Buyback solo, so good. That's a fun-ass mode.
That's the one where you collect money and you can come back.
Yeah, you just auto-respawn if you have $4,500 at any time, right? Until the last, like, I don't know, 10 minutes of the game.
Just like Real War.
Just like Real War. And, that shit is good, man. It's a good mode. It's fun. You can get spicy, right? Like, you know, like, you just know, like, collect some money. Like, let's just go get down. And if I die, I'm coming back. You know, like.
Yeah. It probably does reward riskier play because you're like, hey, I could take way bigger risks since I know I'm not going to have to sit around in the gulag or whatever.
There's a lot of cool revenge kills, right? Like, you know, someone kills you and they, like, run off after they kill you. So you, like, drop right back on your body, get all your guns back, and find that motherfucker. Like, it feels so good. It feels so good.
That's cool. Maybe I should reinstall it. I'm not going to reinstall the base game since it's like 500 gigs now, but Warzone.
I've been getting into
some Warzone.
I've been debating on installing it on my PlayStation and just deciding half my PlayStation is going to be Warzone. And
my Warzone station.
My Warzone station. Just because I see a lot of people play on there and it seems less sweaty. You know what I mean? Like, I could just jump in on my PlayStation and sit in bed and, like, rock some Warzone. And as opposed to, like, playing it on PC, that game doesn't run, like, perfect on PC. Like, it runs good, but it, like, does not like things running in the background, right? Like, if you're in a Discord chat. It's
very sensitive.
Yeah, or you got YouTube videos playing. You know, a lot of time I play games, I have, like, a YouTube on my other monitor, and it just hates all that shit. And so a big part of me is like, I should just play it on PlayStation, but it would not be worthwhile.
I think it'd be one of those things you'd install it and drop into a match and be like, oh no.
It's gross.
That was not worth waiting an hour to download or however long.
That would take, I mean, on PlayStation Network, that should download so slow.
Dude, why? Get off topic, but, like, I have my PlayStation's hardwired to an Ethernet port directly into my router.
So is mine.
And it does not work. Like, it sucks so bad. The Wi-Fi doesn't work at all. Like, I was trying to do the streaming where you stream to someone else, and it wouldn't work. It was like, your internet's too slow. I'm like, what are you talking about? My internet's so fast, and I'm hardwired in. And there's just something they really skimped out. And I'm using a Pro, so they clearly did not, like, the Pro does not apply to the Ethernet port or the Wi-Fi chip they're using.
Anyway. Yeah, I've heard a lot of different things about why it's slow. I don't know. It seems to go a little faster if you put it into rest while it's downloading. Sometimes it'll just go fast, which is weird, right? Like, sometimes you'll just hit a server and it'll download fast. And I don't know why, right? Because most of the time it's so slow. But
so terrible.
It is. That's neither here nor there. And they'll have to, like, that's one of those things they'll have to, like, actually take care of.
yeah,
going into this next generation.
They better.
Yeah. They better, because I'm buying a PS5. so the last game I played, and you know, this is kind of an old favorite, but they released a new patch for Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, right? Yay.
So this is like the big patch, right? It was the kind of the end of the Shadowbringer story. They added a lot of stuff. There's flying in all the old regions now.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, so you can just fucking fly everywhere. It's so dope. Like, you know, just flying over.
You have to collect the stupid orbs again?
No, it's unlocked for all the regions.
Thank God. Yeah. Okay, that's great. That's reason enough alone to upgrade.
It was, like, so amazing. Like, when I, like, there's an event right now, like the Midsummer event, and you go to Limsa Lominsa, right?
And you're just flying around?
And you can't fly around in the main cities, right? Because those cities never allow mounting. But you go to Costa del Sol, right, to do the actual thing. And teleporting to Costa del Sol and getting on your mount and then just flying is just like, oh my God. Like, this is insane. Like, I cannot believe this is happening. It feels so good.
That's awesome. I'll have to check that out for sure. That sounds really nice.
But yeah, I love the Shadowbringer story. I loved this part of the Shadowbringer story. Like, it's great. It's emotional. It's informative. It's fun. Like, being up to date on the game and kind of experiencing these patches live and being part of the zeitgeist around them and like all this, it's fucking dope. Like, it's amazing. You know, it's something I've not really gotten to experience much with this game because I've always been playing catch up, and this is great. Like, it's so fun. It's so fun to have a free company, and like, we made a spoiler chat, you know, in our Discord to talk about it, and everyone's posting pictures, and it's super fun, and it's a super good story. Like, it's so well written. The characters are so good. It's just a lot of great stuff in it. It's a lot of really, really cool stuff. Like, you know,
I'm glad it seems to continue to go uphill in terms of quality.
I have so many good things to say about Final Fantasy 14. The one thing I will say, though, if you haven't played it now that this patch is out, the game is literally free to play, unlimited through level 60 in Heavensward.
Oh, right? Wow. That's which is a lot. Yeah, that's a lot of content.
Which is a ton of game. Like, honest to God, you could just play that and be 60 and just like do stuff and never need to upgrade, right?
Yeah.
I think you would eventually because you'd be kind of invested, especially with Heavensward story, because I think it's so good. You kind of want, you'd want to move on. But that's just so much game. You know, like, you're talking months and months before you run out of content, you know, with what's free to play now, and it's super generous. It's a really good chance to jump in and get the place up.
But, so if you haven't done it yet, y'all, get that download started.
Yeah, get that. Yeah, just
come on.
Why not? You can play it on PlayStation. You can play it on your PC. Everyone's got a PlayStation. Just install it.
They're giving them out for free, probably.
Probably the gamepad controls are good on that game. Like, just do it. Why are you not doing it already? I don't understand. Well,
wait till the show's over and then do it.
Do it. No, do it right now. Turn off the show.
What if it buffers the stream?
I don't even care. The ad's going to play in like 2 minutes and just don't go to the ad. I don't even care if we get your fucking 0.0015 cents, right? Like, just play some Final Fantasy 14. That's all I care about. But yeah, I love Final Fantasy 14. The new patch is great. A lot of good positive changes. They reflowed the original story, so it's faster.
Oh, is this the patch where they finally did that? I wonder what that looks like. I'd be so curious.
I'm curious, too.
I'm not starting over again. Fuck that.
I'm not either. I'm not starting a new character to see.
But maybe, hey, any of you out there who are installing it right now, let us know. Let us know how that main story holds up.
Yeah, check it out, dude. Make a cat girl, play some Final Fantasy 14, get in touch with yourself and what matters, you know? Yeah. What really fucking matters? Yeah, live your best life, all right? That's pretty much what I've been playing this week. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I touched, because I did kind of jump into a lot of random games, but that's pretty much it. Leo, is there anything else you got into this week, or is that kind of
close? No, man, I think we gotta get to the spicy news.
Dude, I'm so excited. All right, we're gonna take a quick break, all right? And after this, it's about to get spicy. So hang with us. Leo, I hope you brought a glass of milk.
I did. I always have a glass of milk with me.
That's disgusting,
actually. I have a water bottle, and it's not water, disgusting. It's just milk.
I always carry whole milk and heavy whipping cream everywhere I go.
You never know, man. You never know when you're going to need it. You never know when you're going to find a cookie you need to dip.
That's true, actually. You know, or whip up a nice whipped cream, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. You get it.
Yeah. So we got a lot of news this week, and there's a couple stories I think that we'll kind of focus on here. But just so you guys know, we're going to talk about Epic. We're going to start talking about Halo first. There's a couple small stories.
Your favorite topic.
Yeah, there's a couple small stories we'll get into if we got time. But first things first, Halo Infinite is delayed until sometime in 2021. We don't know when. We don't know what's going on. We know it's, the game looked like shit, and it's gone.
It's absolutely catastrophic.
Absolutely catastrophic.
For Microsoft. And yeah. I know we're always the doomsayers, but like, come on. They're kind of digging their own grave here. Like, the one reason, if you're a huge Halo fanboy, the only reason to buy an Xbox, and even that I would argue is not a compelling reason since you could just play it on your computer. And then they're just like, actually, never mind. What the hell happened?
I don't know. Watching people trying to do the mental gymnastics to be like, no, I'm still Xbox day one. I'm just like,
yeah, it's fine. It's cool.
Like, what is how Stockholm syndrome are you to sit here and be like, nah, dude, I'm still all Xbox. Like, I want to be able to play Sea of Thieves in the highest possible fidelity.
Yeah, like, it's like, so use your computer.
Yeah, use your computer, right? You're on the wrong device. If you care about quality, you're on the wrong device.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like,
and a slightly faster SSD is not going to change the game.
Yeah. I mean, part of me is like, I should just buy one of these guys' Xbox One off of them. You know, like, when they potentially buy this new useless box in November. But
they'll come back to you and be like, actually, can I have it back?
Yeah.
The backwards compatibility is not working.
And, you know, and we'll see what works, you know, like, I just don't understand what's going on with Microsoft. It's so funny watching people like be like, but they got Flight Sim coming out. That comes out on Tuesday, motherfuckers. Like, that's not an Xbox Xbox Series X game. You know what I mean?
No, like, it's a PC game. It always has been. It always will be. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, people keep talking about these games that have already come out. Like, Grounded. Who's playing
Flight Simulator on their fucking Xbox in front of their TV? Like, come on.
I'll be honest. I'm pumped to play Flight Simulator.
Yeah, it looks amazing. But it looks amazing. It just feels like such a PC game to me, but maybe that's my own bias.
Well, it's not launching on Xbox anyway.
Right.
When the system launches,
maybe that's why then.
Yeah, when the system launches, it's not going to have Flight Sim on it.
Yeah. That is therefore not a compelling reason.
No. You know,
so what is it going to have? It's not going to have Halo.
Grounded's already out. People are talking about Grounded. Like, all these games that people seem to think, like, are a reason to buy an Xbox Series X. I can't even remember what the Series is. The Series X, like, aren't even really, don't require a Series X. Aren't really, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, it just, none of it makes any fucking sense.
Yeah.
Like, I am lost as to why they're even releasing a console, you know, like it does feel
that way. It feels like they're so aimless.
Yeah. It's like buy it if you want it.
Yeah. They don't even seem to like it that much either. They're like, yeah, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It is very strange. So do you think this, the push of the game was due to the backlash of the way it looked? Do you think it could be that simple, or do you think there's something else going on behind the scenes?
It has to be backlash, right? Like, even if there was stuff behind the scenes, when they literally showed everyone the game 3 weeks ago or whatever that was, when was the...
Feels like it was years ago now.
Yeah, well, I think it was a few weeks ago. I mean...
Yeah, it was.
my math is a few weeks ago. They had to think... They couldn't have known then, right? Like, that it was getting delayed, or they would have had to message it then, right? Like...
Yeah, I agree.
Because messaging it after is...
They screwed up so bad, Jesus. Yeah.
Messaging it after is so destructive, right? Like, and if they put something in there being like, hey, this is what's going on, like, we're sorry, we want to make it perfect for you. But yeah, it had to be because of backlash. They had to know, like, this is our only game that people give a shit about that we make. Like, we can't make it bad.
We should probably make a good one.
Yeah, like, we can't make it bad. We can't fuck this up, and we're kind of fucking this up. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm lost, like, with what they think they're doing, what is going on in the space, what's happening at Microsoft. Like, I just feel like they don't want to sell consoles. Like, they're
it does feel like that. Like, maybe they do need to just go the Sega route and just really lean into their game subscription and their, like, development studios and just be like, yeah, put it all on PC.
Yeah, it's just so crazy. Team up with
fucking Gabe Newell and just lean into it instead of pretending like you have any chance of outselling in PS5.
Yeah,
they or just the Switch, for that matter.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, do they not want to be in this business? Or do they, like, you know, it's a joke like that I've made a couple times, but like, just put Windows on. Just make them computers. You know, like, it seems like...
Yeah.
It seems like they're just bad computers anyway. You know, like...
Yeah.
So just make them fucking computers. Like, who cares? If you can get this hardware that's supposedly better than PC, right, at a cheaper cost, then make them cheap gaming PCs, right? Like, it seems like,
oh, we never thought about that. Just bring it full circle.
It just seems like a better plan. Microsoft makes
Windows, don't they? Yeah. They don't even have to license it.
Just it's free. Just pop
that fucker on there.
Yeah.
What, that'd be funny if they put it out with Linux.
Yeah, it would be actually hilarious. But,
yeah, so it's mystifying.
That's what's going on with Halo. If you still want an Xbox, like, TechYeahPodcast@gmail.com. Like, we'll read your email.
We'd love to hear from you. For real, though. Like, we won't make fun of you. I'll make fun of you for sure. He will. But I genuinely would be curious to hear someone's perspective on, like, no, I really want it because I want to play Ori and Will of the Wisps at a higher refresh rate. And I don't have a computer. That's the thing I don't understand. Like, everything they're pushing with the Xbox is like, hey, it's like a PC. But the thing is, if you get a PC, you can play all these games and more. It's just I guess it is cheaper. But like at this point, if you care about high refresh rates, you're not buying an Xbox, you know? It's just weird. Like, who is it for?
Yeah, I mean, I will say like Game Pass is a little better on Xbox. I mean, which is kind of weird. Like, it makes that whole kind of investment weird, right? Like, because when you do it on PC, it kind of sucks in comparison, like, which is strange. But... Yeah, I just don't know who it's for. I don't know who wants an Xbox. I don't know who would buy an Xbox. I couldn't imagine if you're a kid that's into video games and you get an Xbox on Christmas and you're just like, I don't know. I'm just not going to plug it in. You know, like,
well, at least I could play Halo. Well, actually, son or daughter, I have some bad news for you. No Halo for you. You're like, oh, come on. I guess I can play Gears 5 finally.
Yeah, like, what do you get? You know what I mean? Like if you go to Target on fucking Black Friday, or I guess it's not gonna be open on Black Friday now, on December 12th, whatever day that is, right? And you're like, I need to get a console for my kid. He loves Xbox, and you buy the new Xbox, right? Like, what do you get with it? You know what I mean? Like, what's that game you add on where it's like, here's what he can play on Christmas Day, right? Like, what the fuck do you buy? You know?
I genuinely don't know.
Do you go back to the Xbox One section and you're like, maybe he'll like fucking what? I don't even know what Xbox One games anymore.
I know, that's the sad part. It's not like the Xbox One was like a resounding success. So this does feel like, you know, they're starting on the back foot and they're just taking another step backwards. It's very strange.
Yeah.
Like, we kept talking about how, you know, maybe they're going to mix things up and really, and it does feel like they're leaning into the Game Pass thing, which, you know, I'm sure they're smart people smarter than us who have pushed for a reason for that being financially and fiscally responsible. But it sure, they don't seem to give a shit about the Xbox either. That's what's truly fascinating about this. It's not like they're putting their best work forward. They don't give a shit about the Xbox Series X, clearly. Like, by every metric, they just don't care, which is mystifying.
Microsoft always fails when they get to this point, right? Like, Office 365, what was their fucking Zune Rhapsody store or whatever, right? Like, you know, anytime. The
Windows Phone.
Yeah, Windows Phone. Like, anytime they get to this point where it's like, all right, now we got to sell the services part, right?
Yeah.
Like
that's
Let's make the deals. Let's get the fucking the content they want, and we'll just fucking get them on a contract for the content. They never deliver, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
They never had the good music on the Zune, right? It was all fucked up. The licensing was all fucked up.
Yeah.
Office 365 fucking sucked. It didn't. Yeah. Businesses weren't licensing Office 365 and all their businesses. They were buying old copies of Office 2010 for all their fucking businesses, right?
That's what I still use.
That's what everyone still uses.
Because it's fine.
Because no one wants to get into these weird fucking licensing deals with Microsoft because they fucking suck at it, right? Like, they really suck at it.
No, that's true. That's a good point. I never thought about that framework of like, their software as a service business has always been profoundly weak, and it's just... feels like an extension of that. It's a good point.
Yeah, and it just gets more and more awkward with Xbox Game Pass now, right? Like, it's not what they said it was, right? And it's not delivering these things in a timely fashion. or in a quality fashion that they said that they would. You know, it's still limited on PC versus what you get on Xbox. You're still hitting fucking delays in these games. Like I just don't see the value, and there's just not anything good on it. You know,
that's the biggest problem.
Yeah, Netflix. You know, they want to make the Netflix of games, and you have to make the best content, right? Like Netflix did well because they literally had some of the most premier shows and movies like on television.
Yeah, you know? they weren't afraid to spend a shitload of money. Yeah. Initially.
Yeah, they weren't making fucking like the 10th version of a fucking movie, and it looks bad, and no one gives a shit. You know what I mean? Like it's just that's not the business they were in, and it seems like Microsoft think they can win that and become that by making dog shit sequels to games that people aren't really that excited about anymore.
Well, and then delaying them. And again, who knows how much of this is, you know, 343 or whatever. I'm not trying to cast aspersions against anyone necessarily, but the fact that one thing they had was Halo, they showed it off. It looked like pretty, I'd say, objectively disappointing, even for the biggest Halo fanboy. Like, it was not impressive. Like, I thought it was awful, but even if you didn't think it was awful, it certainly was not a thrilling next-gen experience. And then they're like, actually, you don't even get that. Never mind.
It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. And, you know, like, I just, it doesn't make any sense that this is how they want to proceed. Like, this is what they think they can get away with. No one liked the Halo 5 or whatever. Was that the last Halo? No one liked Halo 5.
My boss did. I was talking about it. He loved Halo 5.
Who's your fucking boss? I want to talk to him.
I'll try to get him on the show.
No one liked Halo 5. It was not popular.
No, I think you're right. Like, I don't know the exact numbers. I think you are right, though, that it was certainly the least popular. Whether or not people liked it, or even whether it was good, it was not, like, I don't think it was a successful sequel financially.
Yeah, maybe people liked the single-player campaign, but, like, Halo lives and dies on multiplayer. And it was not good multiplayer. It had some weird fucking card system in it, I remember. Metacritic user score, 6.4. Metacritic score, 84, right? Like, which is, to me sounds bad. About right for their fucking premier game on Xbox, right?
Oh, and this was, I think your internet went down.
Sorry, my internet died. Microsoft knew I was talking shit about Halo, and they sabotaged my PC. But, like, you know, I'm not, it's probably good because I don't need to keep rehashing.
Should've got an Xbox.
Yeah, I don't need to keep rehashing how fucking dog shit this whole situation is. But, you know, it's been 5 years since Halo 5 came out. They had a lot of time to, like, figure this game out and, you know, being like, well, COVID happened in the last fucking 6 months of development or whatever. It just doesn't justify kind of where that game's at and what it looks like and having to delay it even further because they just couldn't hit what they needed to hit with it. You know, I think that's a real failure.
I totally agree, and I also agree that we, you know, should probably move on eventually. But the last thing I want to say is, like, I do think them showing it at that terrible conference was a big mistake. Like, if they had just had the foresight to be like, all right, it's not ready, let's not show it, like, we'll just push everything back, that would be one thing, but they just did not do that.
Yeah, I just don't understand why they felt so eager to get in front of people.
Yeah, it's not like they were like, the world's going to love this. They're not stupid, like, they know. I'm sure they show it to test groups. I'm sure people are like, are you serious? It's just, it's very bizarre.
Yeah.
They're like, just trolling us, man.
I don't understand either. Like, who saw that and was like, oh, fucking people are going to go nuts for this.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to sell some Xboxes.
People did go nuts, you know, like.
They sure did. You know how they say there's no such thing as bad press? False.
False.
This was totally a great example of bad press.
All right, we got to move on. We got another hot story that...
another big-ass company.
Yeah, this is going to be an hour and a half fucking show. all right, so let's move on from fucking Halo being shit and Microsoft being shit, too. So Epic Games has sued Apple and Google. I think it was like an antitrust lawsuit was the nature of their suing them. So what happened was... Epic decided, and this obviously was something they'd been planning for quite some time, to basically create their own transaction or payment system within the game, and then sell their in-game currency for 30% less than Apple and Google's payment system through the game. Yeah. So basically using the platforms to cut Apple and Google out of the transactions and then let people buy those at a discount. Not the full discount. Yeah, it was 20% off you paid so that they could not pay 30% or more for their transaction fee to Apple and Google. And
even more egregious, they had them side by side. They're like, hey, you can buy it through Apple, it'll cost more. Or you can buy it through us, it'll cost less. Like, they didn't even bother to replace it. They put them side by side, which is just like, they're obviously, like you said, trying to start shit.
Yeah, so Apple and Google yanked them from their respective stores. Yeah. And that's when
a clear violate of the terms of service. Like, there's no question about that.
Yeah, clear violation of terms of service, which then Epic filed their lawsuits against both Apple and Google.
But not before putting out a shitty, whiny little video, like talking about Apple like it's 1984, making a parody of their famous commercial. So they're saying like, so they already had this made, which just goes to show they expect all this was happening. They already had a hashtag prepared. They already had a whole social media blitz prepared because they knew this was inevitable. They launched this shitty video comparing Apple to Big Brother and saying like, stand with us to fight for your consumer freedom against the big mean Apple. So that's the part that like really pushed me over the edge. But anyway, I'm sorry.
You know, that to me as well, like I think that there is a place for this argument. You know, it's and I don't necessarily think it's justified. I don't think you have much room to stand on as far as like, you know, people choose iPhones. Like, you don't have to use an iPhone. You know, like, that's
the part that drives me fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's not a right that you're assigned at birth, like your phone. It's not the federal government telling you what you can and can't do. You bought a really expensive phone for a reason. And the reason is Apple controls everything and it's a closed garden. That's why people buy iPhones.
Yeah, I kind of understood like when with Microsoft antitrust, with Internet Explorer, when that was a big thing, because like Windows was so much more ubiquitous, right, than kind of what Apple is. Apple isn't even the leader in market share for cell phones, right? Like Android
in America,
right, it's true. Globally, Android is bigger than Apple. Yeah. So but
they
it's
don't
like,
make nearly as much money.
No, but so it's just so strange, you know, and it's like, you know, it's like going to McDonald's and being like, I'm going to sell Cokes here. Right. And they're like, you can't, like, we sell sodas here. And they're like, yeah, well, now you have to sell the sodas for what I say you have to sell them for. And I'll take all the money.
And it's anti-consumer if you don't.
And if you don't let me do this, then you're fucking Big Brother anti-consumer. And it's like, these people so chose bizarre. To come to fucking McDonald's. I'm allowed to sell them sodas. Like, you know, like it's so
fucking mystifying, especially, I mean, you know, I understand Epic's just trying to make money. That's their whole thing. But the way we remember they did this with Google too, where they had their own little app. You had to sideload it essentially because they didn't want to pay that 30%. And Google was like, okay, I guess that's fine. And then they did it. No one did it because it's a huge pain in the ass to sideload. Like, you know, the vast majority of people don't want to do that, even to play Fortnite on their shitty phone.
Yeah.
And then finally they capitulated and were like, yeah, okay, we'll pay. And then they paid the fees and everyone made a lot of money, including Epic and Apple. And then now they're like, actually, I bet we can make even more. It's the whole thing is so disingenuous. And to frame it as this, like, that they're fighting for your consumer rights, Epic, the owner of Fortnite, the biggest game on the planet Earth, gives a shit about your, like, it's so mystifying. And to your point, like, I think it was Tim Sweeney said, made a kind of a compelling case for like the future of these markets. You know, there's a discussion to be had here, but to have it as like a petulant child after making hundreds of millions of dollars on the App Store and then to like throw Apple and Google under the bus, which again, fuck Apple and Google, right? I'm not a fanboy of either. In fact, I really dislike Apple intensely, which is how you know how strongly I feel about this because Epic is so clearly in the wrong. Legally, they're obviously in the wrong, but even morally, like the fact they're pretending like they have the moral high ground is so offensively patronizing that it just drives me fucking crazy.
Well, and he's like some fucking digital warlord, right? Like getting his child soldiers to fucking spam the hashtag.
No, totally. That is so weird.
And have these fucking little child warriors floss dance and spam hashtags against this fucking against evil Apple. Oppressor, right? Like, also he can...
God,
also
it's so dystopian, isn't it?
Also, he can make some more money. Like, that's what's so, like, gross. It's so obvious that it's, like, this is about him making more money. It's not about this fight for consumer rights. It's not about, you know, he didn't give the full discount to people. You know what I mean? Like,
I forgot about that part. That's so egregious too.
Like he wants 30%. He doesn't want to pay the 30% to Apple, but he's only giving you 20% off. You know what I mean? And this stuff still is prohibitively expensive. It's predatory towards children. And at the same time, he's like, hey, children's like this is your warlord, Tim Sweeney here.
Don't let Apple bully you.
Yeah. Like, are you a fucking consumer shill or are you a fucking part of the revolution? All right. Cause the revolution is fucking
so irritating.
It's so maddening. And you know, you saw
so funny.
You saw hints of this with the way he kind of interacted with Valve, right? Like it was kind of the beginning of this. And like, you know, Tim Sweeney is like the epitome of these fucking like black bloc kids out here, like throwing a punch and then like crying in a corner, like oppressor, you know, like it is like such a microcosm of this like very distinct, very minority personality that is fucking disgusting and impossible to even look at. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's,
and it doesn't help that he has hundreds of millions of dollars and really wants more.
Yeah. And really wants more.
He probably has billions at this point, or I'm sure he's close to it. It's just, yeah, that's what's so irritating about it is it's like, and again, fuck Apple as well. But the idea that they're like, yeah, we're going to sell this immensely popular game and make a shitload of money through your app store and then pretend like you're victimizing us because you won't let us like just bypass your, what they're taking. Anyway, it's really reprehensible, and it's so absurd.
I was really frustrated because I saw like on Twitter some people, like people that aren't as like hip to what's going on, right, like tweeting like how mad they are at Apple for removing Fortnite when their kids have invested so much money in Fortnite.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
That's like the thing.
Course it's the thing, right? Like to kind of make Apple the bad guy for kind of taking away something that they've already invested in so much.
It's so easily too. Just be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Big mean Apple took our game away. We were just trying to help. We were just trying to give you choice, you know? And the big mean bully Apple wouldn't let us do it. And now that's why your kid's suffering.
Yeah. When Fortnite clearly did this, right? Like they clearly created the situation, brought it to fruition, made it happen, victimized these people, and after victimizing these people,
a whiny little video about it that they'd already made,
and told these people that they victimized, like, I can't believe these people did this to you, like, you better stop them, you know? And it's like, come the fuck on, man. Like, this is fucking as gross as it gets. Like, as gross as it gets. And it is fucking insane. I cannot, if you're buying an Xbox or supporting Tim Sweeney, like, I got fucking no patience left for you. Like, none. You know, like,
well, I'd still be curious to hear their opinions.
I would too, as a novelty.
I'll have you guys on on the after show where Tony's out there screaming in his room about Tim Sweeney. I'll listen to your perspectives, I promise.
I want to hear everyone's opinions. I probably won't agree with you. Like, I don't like,
You know, part of me was secretly hoping that you and I would be on opposite sides of this just because it'd be so interesting.
Yeah, but
unfortunately, it sounds like we're really not.
I wish I had someone to fight with on this stuff, right? Because then I would really, like, go fucking so deep. You know
what you
like,
should do is you should start fighting with people on Twitter. I hear that's a really good way to change people's minds.
I will say, like, the big thing about this is, like, yeah, there are some, like, sycophants on Twitter, like, being like, yeah, fuck Apple. But for the most for the most part, no one is down with what Tim Sweeney's doing. You know what I mean?
Except kids. That's what's so gross about it. He really is like weaponizing these loyal kids who spend their mom's money, by the way, or their dad's. It's not their money. Let's remember that. I'm sure there's some kids who like spend their allowances on V-Bucks, but I doubt most kids saved up to buy their own iPhone.
Yeah, there are corporations that are down with Tim Sweeney right now, like Spotify's like, we're with you, fucking Sweenster.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because they want their cut. I know a couple people in mobile games that are like, they're kind of down for, like, they want this conflict to happen, you know, but
no, for sure.
I can't say that they approve of the message, right? Like, but yeah, it's crazy. And what's really crazy is like, this could like sink Epic, you know, like for real. 'Cause Apple's not going to back down. you know.
Yeah, they don't need to. Also, I was reading the numbers. Apple did not make that much money off Fortnite, especially for Apple. Like, it's a lot of money, but it's not a huge amount of money. It's nowhere Apple near, money, like,
right?
It's not even close. So, they don't give a shit. That's the other part, is it's all posturing. Because Apple's like, excuse me? You're going to, like, turn some kids against us? You think our primary demographic is kids?
Yeah.
Who play Fortnite? Like, and Google doesn't seem to give a shit at all, which is kind of funny. They're like, yeah, you can still sideload it. Also, we don't care because no one on Android buys in-app purchases anyway.
Yeah.
So we don't give a shit about this.
If anything, Apple being assholes adds mystique for kids. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the more kids hate fucking iPhones, the more kids want fucking iPhones. You know what I mean? Like it only creates more of a prestige factor for them.
Well, and also we got to remember too, this is a duopoly as well on smartphones. So even if they're like, fuck Apple, I'm going over to Google. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? That doesn't matter. What else are they going to do?
Yeah. I mean, there's some Linux phones out there right now, there are Linux phones out there, but yeah, I agree. And you know, what's funny is I saw an article saying that Google actually might be in more danger of losing their lawsuit because of their sideloaded nature, right? Like,
yeah,
because while Apple allows nothing in, like, Google could be seen as being anti-competition by some of the measures they put around sideloading, right? Like extra clicks and, you know, hiding it in the menu, and you know what I mean?
That's interesting.
Where it would be
a more interesting conversation to have, I think.
Yeah, it can be argued as being somewhat insidious to kind of put barriers in the way to sideloading.
Yeah, that's why Microsoft got in trouble, right? Eventually, is because they made it so difficult to change your browser.
Yeah, as opposed to just not allowing it at all, is at least people can make that choice of purchase, you know? So I think it'll be interesting to see. But, you know, granted, I would be surprised if this goes as far as Tim Sweeney seems to think he wants us to go, if this game ever makes it on either platform again, you know, because I don't think they care about Fortnite money. Like, these two companies are such behemoths, right?
I think that's the issue. It's like, yeah, Fortnite does huge numbers. But again, if you look at the percentage of profit for Apple or Google, like, them capitulating to this, because if they capitulate here, they'll have to capitulate to everyone, right? That's the other thing. There's no incentive for the only conceivable incentive would be financial, and it's simply not that much.
You know,
so I'm sure Apple lawyers and Google lawyers are like, are you fucking kidding me? What are you going to do? You can't do anything.
Google and Apple right now, I would be like, hey, Microsoft and Sony, like,
yeah,
what do you think about removing Fortnite from your store?
Yeah.
Right? Because they're the ones that really. They're the ones that really have something to lose here, right? Because they also have extremely proprietary closed stores, right?
Yeah.
And the only reason they're not under attack, they're doing the exact same thing that Apple is. The only reason they're not under attack is because that's where Fortnite actually makes money, you know?
Yeah.
Like Tim Sweeney couldn't afford to cut those off. But whatever judgment is rendered against Apple will definitely have consequences for them, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, is this what you want to be part of, Sony and Microsoft? Like, do you really want to be supporting
this and Microsoft shit? that would be insane, because Microsoft's like, actually, you can't even install Epic Game Store on Windows anymore. Go fuck yourself. You're just Chinese spyware.
Yeah, you're just Chinese spy. We just talked to Trump, and we don't need your Tencent spyware.
From what I understand, all Epic Games are Chinese spyware. So sorry, you're done.
Yeah, or you know, go through their attack their payment processor. Right, you can't collect money anymore, like through Windows.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Like,
If you want to sell it on Linux, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think the fight Tim Sweeney's trying to pick, for one, is a capitalist like system as old as capitalism has existed, right? Like the ability
it's so pathetic to put themselves as the underdog. That's so irritating.
The ability to render services through your storefront as you see fit is like it's like capitalism 101, right? And you know, unless you're doing something insidious to stop people or you're some kind of essential service, you know, monopolizing a market, I just don't see where they have a foot to stand on in this, right?
Yeah, I don't either.
If they think that this is some posturing act that's going to get Apple and Google to back down and be like, okay, we get it, you're serious, we'll give you a better rate, like, I just don't see that shit happening. You know, like, I just don't.
It'd be fascinating if it did, but no, of course not. Because, again, the thing is, if they did that for them, they'd have to do it for everyone.
For everybody.
Which does turn into real money very quickly.
Yeah, which, yeah, that's a real problem, right?
It must be so irritating. Like, if Apple's just like, okay, how about this? If you don't want Fortnite on our store, you don't fucking put it on our store. The end. Yeah, well, I'm not taking any more of your emails. Like,
yeah.
We don't give a shit.
Yeah, we just don't give a shit about this game. Like,
and Google definitely doesn't give a shit because it wasn't even making any money on Google.
Yeah, Google doesn't give a shit about anything. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah, they're busy like building AIs and shit.
Yeah, I'm so excited to get my Google phone next week.
Are you getting one?
Yeah, I'm getting the. I'm so done with iPhone. I hate iPhone so much. I like,
and that was before all this shit.
It makes me. Yeah, it was before all this shit. But like, so I've been Android forever, right? Like. Yeah. Same. Like my since there's been Android, I've had an Android phone. Well, I guess I had a BlackBerry for a little while when the Pearl was out and stuff. But since Android's been mature, I've had an Android phone. And when I broke my Pixel 3A, the iPhone SE had just launched, and I was like, "Hey, I'll try an iPhone." Right? Like people love iPhones. I get it. You know, they seem like straightforward with good hardware. Like. They got to be pretty good if people are really into them because people fucking love their iPhones, right?
They do, yeah.
And I was like, so I'll get this iPhone SE. I'll live like the other side for a while, you know, and maybe I'll be into it. Maybe this will just be my phone or I'll get a good one, right? Like yeah. We'll see. I fucking hate the iPhone. It is.
And I remember when you first got it, you were trying really hard to be like, yeah, there's things that I like about it. Like you really did not go into it not wanting to like it, I will say.
Yeah, I did not approach this in a place of like, fuck this iPhone, right? I was excited to give it a try because it's a fast phone. Like the hardware, the display is old. I hate the form factor of it because it's so small, but it gets a fast fucking phone. Like the processor runs great. But the operating system is so fucking bad, right? Like for one, like it's so closed off. Like you can't launch Google Maps from anything, right? Everything wants to launch in Apple Maps, which is atrocious, right?
Yeah.
So you have to copy maybe addresses.
Google should sue Apple. And
yeah. You have to copy addresses and then open Google Maps and then paste them into Google Maps, which is going to get me into a car accident, right? Like, because you see something, you click it, and it's like you can't just open it in Maps. You know, you end up doing this whole rigmarole, which I hate. But what drives me even crazier is the keyboard is fucking so stupid, right? Because Android keyboard is so smart, right? Yeah. Like,
and if you don't like it, you just replace it with a different one.
But you have an Android phone, right?
Yes.
If any form in any application says, what's your phone number? Your phone knows, like, time to give them a phone number. You know what I mean? Like, my iPhone, I'm in Yelp, and I'm trying to punch in my name, and it's like, I don't know your fucking name. You know what I mean? And then you're in a different program, and it's like, put your name in, and you hit click on name, and it's like, time to auto-select my name. And it's like, I don't know your name in this program. This ain't Safari. You know what I mean? And you're just like... Like, how is this so stupid on a system level? Like, how is this phone so,
I think
like,
it's just if you just, they just don't know any better, I guess. Like, you know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You get used to it.
When Android is so, like, universally good about, like, hey, anywhere you need your name, your address, your phone number, like, consistent, your email address, like, we got it. We know what it is. We'll plug it in for you. You know what I mean? And fucking iPhone is just, like... I don't know this. This ain't Safari. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And
I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense because Google, like, owns the internet. So it's all just so tightly integrated. Whereas Apple is, they don't really own the internet at all.
At all. But it's maddening to use. It drives me fucking crazy. Like, it's like, literally, I get so frustrated. Like, I was trying to order food yesterday and I opened Yelp. And it was like, okay, quick, I'm gonna order some tea. I punched in my thing, and it's like, all right, put your name in, and I click on name, and nothing. And I'm just like, I really gotta fucking type all this in. Type in name, type in address, zip, phone number, credit card number, expiration date, you know? And you're just like, I just had to fill in 10 fucking fields, and I would never have to do this on an Android phone, no matter what program I opened it in, you know? And it's just like, it's just fucking crazy. It makes me so crazy. I don't even remember what I was talking about before this, other than Epic Store.
Well, I think all this to say is two things. A, I'm sure the first thing you'll do when you get your Android phone is sideload Fortnite.
Of course. I'm going to buy that B, 20% off V-Bucks.
And then B, I think it does make it clear that we have no love for Apple. So the fact that we're clearly on Apple's side on this one really shows that Epic is just catastrophically overstated their position and their strength, I think, here.
That's for sure. If the last 30 minutes I've told you anything is I hate Apple... And I think Epic is fucking retarded, foolish, right? Like,
yeah,
like undoubtedly, like like fucking out of their depth and ridiculous right now. So, yeah. You know, do what you will with that.
We were talking about how Tim Sweeney seems like the kind of guy who would run for president. Tim Sweeney. This is a perfect example of that. Like, just like, I'm so strong, and also I'm a victim, and also vote for me, and also, like, I think I'm a shrewd politician, when really, he just runs a shitty game store. Like, relax. Yeah,
he's definitely a Donald Trump in the making, right? Like,
he would be
your progressive Donald Trump. I could definitely see him being, like, the left wing's, like, version of Trump coming out and just being like, you know, I'm ultra progressive, and you know, we need to move into
the future.
Anyone
who disagrees with me is the devil. Yeah,
and then just being a complete piece of shit that doesn't not know how to talk to anybody or manage fucking any situation, right? All narcissism, no substance.
But at least he did make Unreal, which is very good.
Well, yeah, it is very good. But
at least he did one thing that was impressive.
Yeah, I like Kanye too. You know what I mean? But he's also a fucking lunatic.
We'll save this for our politics show.
Yeah, for the politics show. Okay, real quick, I just want to run down these other stories just real fast before we sign off here. Shroud's back on Twitch. He had a huge day on Twitch, which is good for him. I really like Shroud a lot. He got 13,000 subscriptions in under 54 minutes.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah. Good for him.
Well, so a subscription monthly is $5, I think. Streamers get different rev shares of it. I assume he gets between $3 and $4. Let's call it $3, meaning he's getting 42,000 dollars a month just from that first 54 minutes. Outside of any tips or additional subs he gets. Pretty good.
So he's doing all right for himself, sounds like.
Yeah. Having a good Monday, that's for sure.
better than mine.
Yeah. Good for him. He also had a beard, and I always support the beard life. Ghost of Tsushima, best-selling game in July, which is great. We already talked about
Very good game. Highly recommend it.
So this one, Ubisoft, Ashraf Ishmael fired following misconduct allegations. My internet just died, so I can't tell you anything about the story other than...
I could tell you a little bit about it, which
is... Give me the high level.
Hey, this is the director of the new Assassin's Creed, and you may have seen him on Ubisoft's last showing. They interviewed him.
Oh, I'm glad they put him in there.
He's a pretty... Yeah, right? I'm sure they're really happy about that. But, I mean, the point is, he's pretty high level, you know, creator, as far as helming one of the biggest franchises in gaming. But he did have quite a few allegations against him of sort of taking advantage of people using his power, which to me is always a... You know, we can't really have an opinion on it because we have no idea what happened there. But he's not being charged, from what I understand, with any sort of physical assault or like rape or anything. But he's still just Ubisoft's having a bad time right now, and the optics on this guy were just not good. So they're like, you know what? People are still going to buy Assassin's Creed Valhalla even if we fire this dude and put someone else in. And also, the game's pretty much done.
True or false? They're scapegoating to an ethnic minority.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no opinions on this topic. My opinion is not that interesting, but I do know it's fascinating to watch. Like, he definitely is, you know, his head's rolling. That's not to say he's a good guy. Doesn't sound like he's a very cool guy at all. But, you know, it's just interesting to see. As if this is going to solve the problem, you know? That's funny.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit before the show, this kind of stuff. And I don't want to spend too much time on it because we're already pretty long. But, you know, it's just crazy how, like, the long-running consequences of these kinds of actions, right? Like, not only is it terrible, it victimizes people in the workplace, they have to fucking either stay working as kind of you know, having been victimized and people seeing that, or they have to find new employment, which sucks. But it also just
creates, or they have to, like, file a lawsuit and like, oh god, yeah, it's no fun.
Yeah, and it creates this kind of long tail kind of climate within that office, right, where you know, kind of everyone's kind of a victim and everyone's kind of a perpetrator, you know what I mean? Like once this kind of can has been opened, there's this kind of justified sensitivity around it that really creates just misery for, like, everyone in that space, you know? And it's just because these kinds of actions are so, you know, insidious and poisonous to a fucking, to any kind of culture, right? And so it's real shitty, and hopefully they root out the actual problem, because obviously this dude's not a monolith. Victimizing at random, you know? So hope for better things for the people at Ubisoft.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's at the end of the day, because the truth is, like, all morals and politics aside, the truth is, if everyone's happy at a workplace and everyone feels like they're contributing and people are having a good time and feel like, you know, they're safe and can enjoy each other's company, the product's going to be better. It's really that simple. Like, no one benefits from this. So the less of this there is, the better, no matter how you feel about it. That's just a fact.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I mean too, about like just that insidiousness, right? The fear of like the people around you create such a negative environment.
How can you be happy in that environment?
Yeah. Like, even if you're not a victim and not a perpetrator, right? Yeah,
exactly. It still sucks.
It still just sucks. And it still makes it so hard to like achieve great things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Totally. All right. I have one last thing. I have one last thing we have to talk about. I know we're trying to wrap it up, but they announced the new Xbox. I'm sure you saw this. The Xbox Series S.
Yeah, let's hear about it. Tell me more, please.
It's just a lower spec Xbox to further confuse people and to further just destroy their SKUs. Yeah, so it sounds like just a lower end Xbox S, Series S, it's called. And the universal consensus about this is like, oh, great. Like, who gives a shit? And B, whoever is naming these things is crazy. Like, they clearly want to sink Microsoft. Like, these names are so beyond bad. They're just, and they keep getting worse. It's bizarre.
Yeah,
so I just thought that was another funny development in the ongoing Microsoft saga. They're like, maybe if we sell more Xboxes, maybe if we put out more models and further confuse people, that'll be better.
Yeah, I stick by my belief that they don't want to sell consoles anymore, and this is all a fucking ploy. But yeah, I heard maybe a rumor.
They're working for Sony.
I heard a rumor or a conspiracy that they just made the S to basically undercut the PS5, right? So it's a version that whatever PS5 announces at, they can announce this one at like $100 lower and just say, fuck you, PS5. And hopefully people will be confused enough to buy it. But at this point, no one's buying an Xbox anyway, so who fucking cares?
I can't wait to see the numbers on this. Like, maybe we'll be surprised, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think we'll be surprised how low it is.
Yeah.
Wait. I feel bad for the scalpers that are going to try and buy Xboxes to resell.
They're like, I got 5 of them. It's like, dude, really sorry to hear that. Good luck.
Did you not hear about Xbox? Like,
yeah.
It's a tough one. All right. Well, with that, I think we should wrap it up. We've gone pretty long today.
Thanks for listening, though. I know we kind of bounced all over the place. Appreciate you sticking around.
Yeah, this was a wild one. You know, I knew it would be because it's some companies that really are near and dear to my heart. But,
or not near and dear to your heart, actually.
I mean, you know, I think that love and hate are a circle, right? And
you just spent an hour talking about how much you hate all of these companies.
Yeah, but it's a circle. It's a circle. Love is closer to hate than apathy.
True. Right? That is true. That's a good point. So I guess secretly you do love Microsoft and Apple.
Yeah, secretly. Very secretly, though. Like secret like to
deep,
even me.
Deep secret. Yeah,
secret to even me. But thank you guys for listening. We know it's been a long one, and we really do appreciate your time. We love you guys. And just go play some games. So Mr. Clean fucks those ladies in the commercials, right?
I've never understood that, honestly. I guess.
I'm pretty sure.
Certainly seems to be the implication, but, you know, it's hard to say for sure.
Like, he's definitely fucking those ladies. Like,
they seem very happy.
He's got that big, bald, phallic head, right?
Yeah.
And just, like, takes care of the fucking... Hey, I took care of the cleaning. We got some time on our hands.
Yeah, it was like, so easy and fast.
Yeah. And she's just like, swoon, you know, like... Oh, man.